I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Aftershocks and rain in southern Chile will make the distribution of aid challenging. Looting and unrest plagued the hardest-hit areas, which prompted a curfew and military presence. Bright Hope International's Craig Dyer says their team member arrives tomorrow to help coordinate relief. Throughout the chaos, a quiet murmur of the hope of Christ can be heard when believers offer compassionate response.
To take the time and just say, not only are we delivering this food to help you, but we want you to know we care, and to stop and pray for that person for a moment. And those can be life-changing moments.
Next, 2009 was a productive year for the work of World Hope International in Malawi. Of the most significant accomplishments, they opened 9 community orphan trusts, trained hundreds in leadership, agricultural, and financial skills, and distributed over 3,000 pounds of vitamin flour. Additionally, they installed 25 new wells and rehabilitated 20, providing clean drinking water for 30,000 people. Through all this work, World Hope workers are the hands and feet of Christ, restoring hope in a barren land. And the illiterate are the focus of discipleship and evangelism in Ghana. One Hope's regional director of Anglophone West Africa, Sylvanus Elorm, says they've started a program called 17 Stories, sharing the gospel through storytelling. Elorm says they started 17 Stories to help kids understand the Bible through pictures in 17 weeks.
At the 17th meeting, they see the big picture of God's creation, the fall of man, redemption, plan of God, Jesus Christ coming and dying for us, and the part that a child will play in this project.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter now for an all-expenses-paid Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two to Guatemala at 1-800-995-4828 for information or to register to win. Or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.